AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode is brought to you by Lola, who is a female-founded company, and they sell all organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. They're awesome. We'll talk about Lola more later in the show, but go to mylola.com to learn more and use promo code ROSE for 40% off all subscriptions.
Oh, yeah.
America, Philippines, Australia, and France. Welcome to the Fantasy Suites edition of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Marine, coming to you live from Hotlanta, talking to my platonic life partner and lady friend, a woman who needs no introduction, but I'm going to give her a song anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the intro. Here we go.
My friendship is bad. Yeah. I've missed her so much. Yeah. I hope she sold her album.
Yeah. My friendship is bad. The best reaction to it.
Erin Foley, accept my rose.
Erin Foley!
Yeah!
Miss Erin Foley, Erin, I miss you!
It's like Christmas morning when I hear that song, let me tell you.
Can I just say how much joy it gives me to give you joy? I just adore you.
It's the greatest word we have in our vocabulary, self-made.
Yeah.
And joy. It's self-made.
And Katie Levine, hello, and Anna will be joining in shortly.
Anna's coming here with Ace, so just a heads up, there might be, has her dog.
Oh my God,
Anna,
the dogs
are going to go a little nuts, but it'll
Anna
be great.
Anna has a new dog, and her dog's name is Ace, and Ace, I've seen lots of photos of Ace in raincoats. Ace is so cute.
He came over and met Scout and Bunny a couple weekends ago, like right when they got him, and they like each other a lot, so they're going to go a little nuts.
Good thing I didn't bring my rabbits.
Oh my God. I wish that I could just, since I can't physically be there in person, I could send, oh my God, there she is. Should we pause it? Let's pause it. Should we pause it? Okay. I wish I could just send my cats, Keith, Elaine, and Meow, over to the podcast.
Oh my God, 3 cats, 2 rabbits, and 17 dogs.
Do you have rabbits?
No.
Oh my God, I wish you did.
I want an emotional support rabbit.
I wish you were like one of those douchey guys that like was down by Venice Beach that always had like a giant like iguana around his shoulder.
Yeah, just like a big iguana and just be like yeah, it's like life at the beach, you know?
That's Erin's. Erin like tours on the like during the weeks, and then during weekdays, she hangs out with like Jimmy Buffett shirts and with her iguana. How was your gay cruise?
Oh my God, it was spectacular. It might have been my favorite one. I actually got to relax a little
I saw your photos.
The luckiest woman in the world. If you have a chance, and this sounds really obnoxious, and it's only because I went for free.
Please,
if you have a chance, America and surrounding areas, to go to the French Polynesian Islands.
Did you?
That's where we went. We flew into Tahiti. Then we were in like six different islands. And I was like, this. I mean, listen, before everybody wants to throw me into the river, I've done comedy in donut shops and laundromats.
No, I get paid
in sweat socks.
Me too.
So I took this trip guilt free. It was amazing.
What was your favorite island?
I think it was Bora Bora. It sounds ridiculous, but like none of the islands are built up. There's no Walmart or Starbucks.
Oh, I gotta go.
And it was honest to God, it was like the most, it was the greatest week ever.
May, I saw your photos and I was like, oh, that's not just floating around Cabo. I knew something was happening.
Yeah.
There was something exciting happening. Speaking of exciting tropical places, guys, if you want to be on Patreon, back in the day, the best Bachelor in Paradise ever was Australia in Fiji. It's the Australian one. We've got the episodes, and you can get your own song like our newest Tennille Arts member, Sarah Roxanne Shields. I Googled the fuck out of you.
Oh,
you're adorable. You have a jaunty dance, and here's your song, kitten. Deal with it. This is a song for Sarah Roxanne Shields. I looked you up on Flickr. You're a really good dancer. You've got cool hair and you like a photo booth. And I think that you're a good writer that fucking read your essays. Hope you're feeling better and that life has gotten better. I know you had a bad breakup. I know some shit went down. You ran a restaurant, but don't let them make you frown, because you're a super fucking fly. You make rad dances, and I think you're kind of cool. Thank you for becoming Tennille Arts Patron on Patreon. I send this to you from Atlanta. Also,
that's
you loan me
$3,000.
How was it?
It was great.
Okay,
wow,
good.
That was fun.
I really Googled her because I knew nothing. Sometimes people email and they say what they want. This amazing lady was a mystery, and she had all these. She's a great writer, Sarah Roxanne Shields, and she also was a great dancer. And I was alone in my Airbnb somewhere in Atlanta doing that into the wee hours. And it was spectacular.
I bet your neighbors were pumped.
My neighbors. So I'm also rehearsing right now for Insatiable. So I'm like screaming at myself with a thick Southern accent, like, this is because of you. You know, like things.
Oh, my
like,
God. I can't
like,
wait. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
I can't even handle it. I can't even handle it. All I have to say is I had the most spectacular wardrobe fitting for the season. 4.5 hours long. Regina Sinclair is back. I mean, just the clothes, the nails, the accent. It's the greatest job ever. Now getting to another version of television, the fantasy series. You guys, oh my God. That was honestly very real and a disaster.
Like, oh my God. It started out so promising and great. Like they had a nice, Tayshia and him had a nice little date.
Fucking train wreck.
Let's not go in order. Let's just talk, and then we'll back up and go in order. But like that poor guy,
I
just say, I feel so badly for him.
Yeah, there was. I'm always watching it when I know I'm doing this pod and like with my notes out to like just write reminders of like fun jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I just threw my phone off the balcony and I just started weeping.
I know.
When he started shaking.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He was shaking. Like, Scout has, like, really bad separation anxiety. And sometimes when she can tell that we're leaving, she starts to shake. And that's how he was shaking.
Yeah.
Like,
shaking.
Scout does this, like, involuntary, like, you're leaving me.
Oh, my God.
Didn't it bring everybody back to their worst breakup they've ever had in their life?
Oh, my
life?
God. Yes.
That's what it reminded me of. I was like, oh, my God. I went right back to a certain someone that broke me.
Yeah. And by the way, and both sides also being like, oh my God, this person likes me way more than I like them.
I know.
And I don't know how to get out of here.
Yeah.
Now, granted, she should have backed out a few weeks ago when she got called out for being Bachelorette. Like, she was just there to be Bachelorette. So, but like, we've all gotten in and realized, oh my God, this is not like I felt. Yeah. I felt badly for both of them. It's like, oh my God.
I felt badly for her for like a little bit because she's 23. It's yeah. in a terribly awkward situation. There's cameras. Yeah. So I gave her all that for sure. Had I not known that this was her third reality show, then I would have like been, you know, had a lot more empathy. But now that I know, and then I felt like her dad coming over was just like this another stage. Like Orange County pimp out my daughter setup.
Yeah, just to try to help her be Bachelorette, which I don't know if this is real or not, but Lori, our Ken Burns of The Bachelor, she, and I don't know if this is true or not, but allegedly it leaked yesterday that the new Bachelorette, I hope this is true because it means that Cassie and Kaylin failed, is Crazy Train, Hannah B, Hannah Beast, Roll Tide, which to me, she was actually the only one there who was truly, she's bad shit, but she was looking for a husband. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, nobody. Well, the dog in the background is my reaction to Hannah Beast becoming Bachelorette. I have to say, I just like, you know, I like some of the chaos, but I genuinely did not even remotely like her. I didn't think she had any good qualities.
She seems dumb.
Yeah, and I actually just didn't think she was like a nice person. And I'm like, I have to have a season of that.
And a part of me is like, who should they pick, though? Like, who?
But wait, Arden, what happened to Kaylin? I was so pro Kaylin. Was she seriously not there? I didn't see last week because I was on the cruise. Did it come out that she was a bad one?
So 2 weeks ago, I don't know if you saw because you might have been in Tahiti.
Yeah, I saw 2 weeks ago.
Well, where they basically, they got called out for talking in the mansion or whatever about how they're only there to be the Bachelorette.
But then she, like, I thought she denied all of it and then stood up for the other one. And I thought she came out looking, like, totally fine. But was that not the case?
Well, our take on the pod was they all looked like liars. That they all looked like liars. And that last week it looked like she was auditioning. She didn't look upset. And it looked like she was auditioning as she was leaving to become the Bachelorette. Like, I'll never find love.
Oh.
It all felt like a hard audition
to
be the Bachelorette.
I fell for Kaylin. I was team Kaylin. Kaylin.
I will even take the whitest rapper on earth. I would even take the other Hannah.
Hannah G.
I'll take that piece of Kleenex over Hannah Beast.
I mean, I'll take Tayshia.
I will take anyone except for the one that wasn't kissed or banged and Hannah Beast.
Hannah Beast, but I do like that. I do think that Cassie and Kaylin were there just to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And, that's sort of shady.
No, that is shady. If that's the true, then forget it.
Should we pause? Is there settling happening? What's happening?
I'm here. I made it.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, we're going to settle in. Hi, honey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, you tell me.
Oh, my God. I just looked at now Katie's holding... Perhaps, I mean, Katie's dogs are adorable, but I don't know what I'm looking at right now because
that's
it's
my puppy.
Marshmallow.
It's next level cuteness.
They're both trying to go in your bag.
is this puppy wearing a t-shirt or a sweater?
No, he's not wearing his clothes today.
What kind of dog is that?
He's a Maltipoo Pomeranian.
He smells really good.
I don't even know, Arden. What I'm looking at is, it's too much. Oh my God. I'm going to take a picture and send it to you.
He's podcasting.
He's literally podcasting.
I need to see this picture. The menagerie of animals in our podcast family is next level.
I know. I'm going to hold him forever.
I know. He's very
sick. Okay, Arden, I'm sending you the photo. I'm sure we'll edit all this out.
Okay, wait. Okay, we're just starting. We haven't gotten into any details yet, but we're saying how badly we felt for him last night.
Okay, great.
It was so painful.
Oh, God. He needed a wake-up call. I wish someone would have just been like, hey, whoa, come on, man. Come on. You're losing it. And nobody did. I felt really bad for him.
I know. It was like, but she was trying and he wouldn't listen.
Did we lose Arden?
Oh, shit.
Arden?
Okay, yeah, I'm back. Okay. He was trying and she wouldn't listen.
No, but she also was doing a terrible job like saying how she felt because she kept
I know. She was like, I love you.
I was like,
what?
I don't know.
I know. And then they're like kissing and stuff, and I'm just like, just say I'm not that into you.
She does give mixed signals, because like last week, side note, your photo just came through, and that is
it's I can't stand. I'm having a hard time concentrating right now.
The fact that that man is podcasting right now, Rob Benedict is going to be very threatened that there's a cute bachelor.
Yeah, it's like 2020.
He is available.
I'm just like, oh shit, nobody can compete with Dini Baby.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to get through this podcast staring at the cutest freaking fluffer muffin I've ever seen in my entire life?
I'm sorry, he had to come because he loves podcasting. So,
oh, okay, well.
We're going to start at the top now. We're okay. Fantasy suites. And we hear them keep saying, when I make love, it will be caring. It will be passionate. It will be something they will remember forever.
That was literally terrible.
Oh, my God. Make love. I don't ever want somebody to say the phrase make love to
me.
No.
Like,
wow.
Actually, I don't know. Yeah, girls don't want to be made love. Like, when we make love.
We want to be banged.
Yeah, we want
right
to be banged.
Up top.
I want to be ravaged. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So when he was talking to Chris Harrison and he was like, remember that awkward Becca fantasy suite conversation? Ha, ha, ha. Like,
you're like, well, this is round two.
And he goes, the virginity, I haven't mapped it out. I want to feel like I'm in love. I could see it happening. I would like the opportunity to make love with someone I'm in love with, who's in love with me, who's going to spend the rest of my life with this person.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? Take little Colton out of the pants. Take some swings and just keep this moving. The whole thing is so built up where you're like, oh, my God. When he finally does have sex, he's going to want to bang everybody. This isn't a good idea.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah.
Right?
But do we? I'm confused because during the date with Tayshia, he felt so gay that it was like when her boob slipped out and he didn't even like bat an eye, like he didn't care that he saw her nipple, like like he did not feel like he was like wincing when they kissed.
That I thought that whole first date, it was kind of bizarre for two reasons. Well whatever, it's bizarre anyway, it's a bizarre concept, but we've all bought into it. The date with Tayshia felt like their whole thing, like, again, this is another this is the season where no real information is being passed between the couple. Like, there hasn't been one conversation of, like, what do you do on a normal Saturday? Would you ever consider moving wherever he lives? Whatever.
They never have that. LA. They never talk about that.
They never, but in past seasons, they do. You can be like, oh, okay, well, they have this in common, or, you know, she or he would be willing.
They have chemistry. There's no sparks. There's no heat.
It's almost like they know it's not real anymore. But like they're not there for
I don't know,
love.
But the whole thing was on like intimacy, right? They must have said the word intimacy and physical attraction. So they were building it and building it and building it. That's all they queued up in the edit bay.
Mm-hmm.
So they go in, then she's like, well, if he has a smile on his face, and then boom, like, okay, this is finally going to happen. And then it doesn't again. And I was this is ridiculous.
He's gay.
He walked away. I was like, well, Tayshia's out. It's down to Cassie and Hannah.
I mean, Okay.
So they're like, okay, great. You're going to Algarve, Portugal.
Algarve. It's beautiful.
Is it?
I went last year, summertime. It's gorgeous.
I've never heard it pronounced Algarve.
I guess it's Algarve.
I don't know. Hear Algarve.
They kept calling it Algarve. They're like, we're going to Algarve, Portugal.
Then they said alcove, then one of them said scarf. I mean, literally, this isn't the brightest show in America, let me tell you that.
Yeah.
So they've never been to Europe, and he's on a date with Tayshia, and he's like, well, our relationship, it's really been building. We've overcome a lot of fears. It's a huge part of our relationship. It's like, yeah, you skydive. You jump off buildings.
Oh, my God.
And then we see a little cutaway to Cassie, who's lying, going, I'm still trying to figure out my feelings with Colton. Our love story's just begun.
Lord.
He said, my very first thing to do on my list in Portugal is fantasy suites.
Ew.
No. And you're just like, dude, you don't want to fuck anyone.
And then there's a wrinkled bed, and he goes, I'm falling for three women. And then he put on a giant silk scarf to go.
That's true, he did. I thought his outfit... Like
with
someone's
roses
like,
on it.
You know
with
Europeans wear scarves. And he's like, good. Okay, cool, cool.
Okay,
cool.
Good, because I have a whole closet full of scarves.
It was like a black satin giant scarf with roses on it.
Oh, my God.
So my rose scarf.
Yeah.
So then she did the leg wrap, and she was so cute, and they went on the helicopter, and he goes, I'm falling in love with Tayshia. Mm. Oh, my God.
No, you're not.
In retrospect, it's, like, all so sad.
I feel like he always does the extreme stuff with her because it brings them together, and he, like, needs to, like, make her think it's happening.
Oh, my God. And him and Kim think
that's
it.
That's a good point.
They need an activity. They can't just drive around because he has nothing to say.
Yeah, they had nothing to say to each other. They just were, like, overlooking, and they're, like, they kept cheersing to, like, stuff they've done. You know what I mean?
Well, then she got cheated on, which he was like, I would never do that to you. And it's like, yeah, because you're not going to end up together.
He goes, I wonder, other than figs, what do they export from Portugal? And she said, olive oil, extra virgin, and then she said, that's how I like
it. That.
I don't know if that's true.
I did not catch that.
I did not catch that. How did I not catch that? Probably because I was napping.
What do they export other than figs? Olive oil, extra virgin, that's how I like it. Oh my God. Huh.
Why would you like that? Because that means he's just going to come.
I'm sorry. It's also like, that's all. Hold on, I just threw up in my mouth. That's also, it's like, Tayshia looked, you know, I'm not a big Tayshia fan. I was. And then I'm like,
I was. And then I found out that she had a boyfriend right until they started filming. So she was out with Cassie and Kaylin.
And she was also like, I don't know. I felt like she turned and she was like anti-woman's, but I don't know. I get a bad vibe from her.
Yeah.
So then, yeah. And the whole boyfriend thing and stuff. But
it's
like,
down to like the whitest rapper on earth, Hannah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then she like then he do, they don't bang, so it's like, and then she's like, oh, did I not say enough stuff? And you're like, how about you're like, no, like,
dude,
it's not gonna happen.
There like, was
if,
no
if
chemistry.
I was her, I'd be like, no.
He was wincing, and when so they were going to go. Like, he was so terrified to go in. He was terrified when he saw the tub. And when they woke up in the morning and she goes, that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bet he didn't even have a boner.
No.
Well, that's when I was so surprised she actually spoke about the fact that they didn't have sex. Because usually they try and leave it open-ended.
Yeah.
But she was
they
like,
always leave it open-ended.
It wasn't as physical as I would have liked.
She was like, so mad.
She looked pissed,
we
didn't
just
she?
Talked, which is what I wanted. That's what I wanted.
But I really wanted to fall.
Oh my God. When he goes to it was also, you knew, she was trying to get flirty. She was like, you can't stand up because your jeans are too tight. He's like, no, I have short hamstrings. It's like,
hamstrings. I was like, my God.
And then she's like, look, we know intimacy is a big deal for me too. It was the first guy that I was with. Like, I felt like she was really like, I'm going to make this as comfortable as I can for
you. Yeah.
And then she had the nip slip. And he's like, I saw that one. He could not have cared less.
Well, you know what's funny? At the time, I honestly thought it was sincere, and I thought it was like really cute, actually. And I was like, "Oh, they're being really like fun and silly and flirty."
But now looking back, he wasn't turned on at all.
I mean, I just thought it was like cute, and then looking back, I was like, "Oh, that was so like,
I didn't mean it was kind of flirty,
yeah,
a little bit."
Because I remember, like, I even said, "I was like, oh, he's being like, I like this side of him. Like, that's funny, you know." Yeah.
He didn't, but I actually think he saw her full booby, and like he literally did not care. Like this is not a guy. There's no, think about it. Five women have like tapped themselves out from this season. He's a hot, nice guy. He's a nice guy. He's hot. There's something they're sensing.
I know. I said this to my sister last night. I was like, I'm a big fan of his. I really do. I think he's so sweet and wonderful. But obviously, I mean, 28 people started and 27 have tapped out. And you've got to, like, then you go, well, what am I missing? Like, there's got to be, like, complete and utter sexual energy. It has to be that.
I really think, I'm not even kidding. I really fear this poor guy. I think he's gay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that
or he's picked terrible. They picked
honestly,
terrible people.
I did think that until his reaction
to
Cassie.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Okay. So then he said, he was like, would you like to go to the fantasy suite? I can't wait for an evening of conversation.
I just want to spend more time with
That's
you
my
fully
favorite
clothed
thing.
Yeah. over the blankets.
I love Chris Harrison's handwriting every time. I love the curly Q of Chris
yeah,
Harrison.
It gets bubblier and bubblier every season.
Yeah, that's not Janet the intern.
Oh, my God. It's so good. And he goes, they pass by the champagne thing. And he goes, look at the bubbles. Okay. at the tub. And, oh, God. It was just...
Oh,
he
God.
Was just not, it was not. He
I, goes, thought, I thought it was going well, though. Right?
I did too. I really thought like, it was this going
is, this
well.
Is, this is.
I did not. I felt like.
I thought it was like really
not
nice.
A guy. I felt like he was terrified. This was not a guy that wanted to be there. He was like, oh, there's a chair for coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I guess I just
terrified.
Thought like this, like he, it seemed like he had a lot of momentum. I mean, like going in, it seemed like to me he really wanted, maybe that he wasn't really into her, but like he just, it almost seemed like he wanted to get it over with. You know what I mean? And
yes.
it felt like, oh, okay. And then.
I knew he was never going to do it. I knew he wasn't going to do it.
I didn't think he was betting,
I thought he was going to do it.
I didn't think he was going to do it.
I didn't think so. I knew he would only have to sleep with one. Because could you imagine if he didn't choose you or he slept with one and then didn't choose her and then the other one would be like, what the fuck?
I
felt like he wanted to do it with Cassie. But
I feel like he might have. But I kind of went into this thinking he wasn't going to fuck anyone. Like before
That's
anything
true.
That happened,
yeah,
I was
no,
like, he's
sure.
not going to sleep with any of them.
Really? I thought at least one.
See, I thought he wouldn't be able to. It's too much pressure, especially like on TV and everything.
Yeah,
like
right,
how
yeah.
could you?
You like, could see on your you could see on her face how disappointed she was
oh,
in the
she
morning.
Was so,
so disappointed.
Mad. I mean, it looked like honestly they didn't do anything.
Oh, I'm sure they didn't. He goes, I enjoyed having our conversation the next morning.
Yeah, like they didn't even like touch each other.
She laughed. She laughed and goes, it was interesting. Nothing happened.
Nothing.
Like,
yeah.
he's gay. I really think he's gay.
What if
nothing.
She started screaming that in her like testimonial thing? She's like, he's gay. He's gay.
Yeah.
The women tell all.
Yeah.
they all have a message for Colton at the same time.
Yeah.
You're gay.
She goes, I could pick up on how nervous he was. I wanted to be supportive. We didn't have physical intimacy, but I enjoyed time with him.
We played 3 board games for 17 hours.
Also, I thought it was interesting right before he admitted that he'd done basically everything but sex.
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah.
Which we'd all been like, has he even busted a nut? Like, what is this deal?
Oh, I didn't catch that.
But he said apparently
either.
Everything but sex. So maybe he
did
actually
you watch
has butt sex.
Yes, oh, I did. Although we did have to stop it because there was like an insane police chase happening.
Ooh, oh.
So we turned on the local news to watch that. And it was like truly, I watch a lot of police chases. I watch them every time
I'm on.
And this was like the most insane one.
Were they following Colton in a cop car? When he went over
I want you to know that I actually got to co-host Good Day LA for 5 days straight. And there was a car chase. And they said that whenever they have car chases, ratings spike.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I mean, everybody watches them. This was like truly like the weirdest one. So like we stopped in and watched that. And
we're all
came
hoping
back.
For another OJ, you know?
Yeah. White Bronco.
By the way, he also, so earlier when she was like, are your jeans too tight? He goes, I'm tight as hell. But he was also talking about, he goes, maybe after I'm not a virgin, I won't be tight as hell. I'm thinking, because you're ready for like butt sex? Like, why would you not be tight as hell after you've lost
sense.
Your virginity?
Well, because he's going to be like, I'll be on the bottom with my legs up.
He doesn't know how sex works.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I've seen that on Grindr.
Yeah, he's a power bottom right there. He goes, so she was so disappointed. And then she said, I do love you and I'm enjoying this time with you. He said that to her. And then she said it back and he goes, that's nice to hear. He was just, it was just, that was tough. That was tough. So then, afterwards she goes, Tayshia goes, I'm freaking out. I wish I'd said more. I know there's other relationships. I'm on the brink of an emotional breakdown. I think cause she tried to take a gay man to fantasy suites and he like wouldn't touch her and she's been cheated on and she's like, oh my God, something's wrong with me in the bedroom.
Yeah. It's like the lead up to prom, you know, it's the lead up to prom and then prom is like, and you wake up the next morning after prom with a hangover and you're like, what was it all for?
Yeah. That's right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But most of us did go with straight guys.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
I guess my date was really disappointed.
Yeah, you've been wanting to talk about this for a while.
Did you make out?
Yeah, but he clearly was like, let's do this. And I was like, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm waiting to be in love.
I dry humped under a ping pong table. That's right, JJ. You didn't raise a prude.
Oh, my God. Classic.
Classic. I'm going to run a pee. I'll be right back.
Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break.
This episode is brought to you by Lola. Lola is a female-founded company, and they sell all organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all natural cleansing wipes. Unlike other major brands, Lola's products are 100% natural and easy to feel good about. Lola products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. This is really important. I didn't even know or think about, but my friend sent me this article a couple of years ago about how a lot of major companies, the tampons, they spray a lot of bad chemicals on the cotton and then we're putting it in our bodies. And it's like, we got to take care of ourselves, ladies. We got to feel good. Lola makes your month a little bit easier. Their subscription is fully customizable. You can choose your mix of products, your mix of absorbency, the number of boxes, and frequency of delivery. And your subscription is super flexible. You can change, you can skip, you can cancel your subscription at any time. They come in really cute boxes. I have to say, whoever did their packaging really nailed their packaging. It just arrives on your doorstep and it's like, ooh la la, who knew somebody could make lady products cool and fun? So I have to say, also, when I went looking for organic products, they weren't comfortable in my body. Sorry, guys, don't throw up, but we get our periods and that's just the deal. And there's some are more comfortable than others, and these were very comfortable for me. So, okay, you guys can listen again. So to try Lola yourself, visit mylola.com and use promo code ROSE for 40% off all subscription. Again, that's mylola.com and use promo code ROSE for 40% off all subscriptions. I think you guys are going to like it.
It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
All right, we're back. I want to say also, before we get started with Cassie, a thank you. There's a magical wizard who listens to our podcast who sent me on Instagram for the next Patreon thing a link to the UK Bachelor, the guy that looks like Dracula.
Oh, that guy. Werewolf. What's his name?
I don't know.
Have you seen a photo of him, Aaron?
No.
I want to
see Anna, will you show a photo? This is the fucking Bachelor of England right now. He looks like Yanni or like a vampire. He looks like Dracula.
His name is
like
Alex Marks.
He looks like a magician. He looks like a magician.
Yeah, he's really, like, interesting looking.
What the fuck?
He looks like someone was like, this werewolf is handsome. What if he was a man?
Can we get more images?
We have to watch this.
Who is Fabio?
Oh my God.
Aaron can't even respond. And that's England. It really is like England.
I have to say, he's quite disturbing.
Yes.
He definitely looks like he's on like some sort of like sexy mayonnaise ad. Like he's like Mr. Mayonnaise or something.
And it's also like that's the country that has Prince William. Like it's amazing. Yeah.
I honestly think he wouldn't be that bad looking if he cut everything off and shaved.
Yeah.
And I like hair, but this is substantial.
He has like a blowout. Like he deep conditions it.
You know, if you do the thing where you block his hair out, you know, then you see the hair. It looks like someone photoshopped a wig on him.
That is the British Bachelor. We've got to watch it. Somebody sent me a link. They said it's amazing. It started last week.
Mm. Hunky Alex.
Oh my God!
Marks.
Look at it's a picture of him with the women from it.
I can't even.
Amazing. They said
the host is like some like fuck boy.
No.
Is it Mark Wright?
I don't know, but they said that the host is a fuckboy and that this guy is amazing.
Yeah, I think it's something named Mark Wright.
Older, which is
I
nice.
Bet these British women are actually super fun and crazy.
Yeah,
we gotta watch it. I'm gonna send.
I wonder
you the
if they're all like way more appealing. Lighter,
this looks more appealing as a photo than the entire season I just watched.
Yeah. Oh, true. The Australian ones are better than this. Has been. I thought this was a tough season. I do wonder if they'll be like way polite, though.
I have to say the season was, I mean, the good thing is like I liked him.
Colton?
Yeah.
I liked him. Yeah. It was too many beauty queens.
But
I
too many beauty queens, not enough good information. Then you think, is it show? Then I fear like, is it just tanking because everyone wants to be the next Bachelor?
Yeah. And it is that they're getting people that are too young. Like they need this. There should be a cutoff of 25. Yes. Truly.
And also they should do a couple seasons where they don't pick from the pool.
Yeah.
So you can stop that precedent because now everyone's auditioning.
There was a rumor that it was going to be like a Kardashian, but
that got shut down real quick by the Kardashians.
I can't believe Mike Fleiss is so. I mean, I guess I can believe it. He's so thirsty for attention, like just to like raise buzz.
That was crazy on Twitter. Like, Kim Kardashian is tweeting at him, being like, Khloe is not going to do this. Khloe? Yeah, is not going to do this. And he's like, oh, yeah, yes, she is. And everyone's like,
so what do you know, Kim? She's like, what?
I'm sitting right next to her, dick face. Yeah.
You know that that's Heidi Fleiss's brother?
It's his cousin. Their cousin? Yeah.
Are you sure? It's not his? Okay, well, that's exciting.
All right, we got to jump back
in. Okay, so Cassie is falling more and more. I mean, he's falling more and more with Cassie, and they're going to go explore Portugal together in that convertible. And then he said the phrase that was so weird. Here's why I do think he might be gay. I want to be in love with Cassie. Cassie was a pleasant surprise. I didn't get to see her till Singapore. There's a possibility at the end of the day, I can be in love. And then he took a little demi-tasse drink and put his pinky up and drank some espresso.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. So many signs.
And then during their date, at one point, he goes, should we get matching pajamas for tonight?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he hasn't asked her yet if she wants to do it. I was like, that's a little something.
And by the way, what is, like, the least sexy thing ever? What guy? The
matching
first time
pajamas for
$200. Yeah.
That's the least sexiest thing.
Matching pajamas from a straight football player? Matching pajamas.
It was crazy. I couldn't stop laughing.
And then he had this is a door wedge, or should I paddle you? And then he put the octopus on her as a hat and tried to kiss her. And she was like wincing.
I know. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is kind of awkward. And like it just went downhill.
She's so not into it. And it's so sad.
Mm-hmm. He's like, you're sexy, you're edgy, you're confident. Do you want to see me dance? Everything he was doing was like, my friend and I used to call it diarrhea syndrome. My friend had a crush on this guy and he was super hot. And then he would start talking about his diarrhea all the time.
No.
And it was like, it just ruins it for you. Like, don't talk about your diarrhea.
I thought that was a metaphor, but he straight up was talking about his diarrhea.
Yeah, it was like words of diarrhea.
Yeah. No, he would be like, oh man, I had diarrhea. It's like, I can't make out with you now. Like, don't ask about PJs. Don't do your weird, bad dance in front of me. In the beginning, it's like threading a needle of attraction. So like, don't do that so I'm not grossed out by you.
Yeah. I have to say it's hard reminiscing about this show last night because it was, it was a tough one. You know what I mean? It was like we've all been used to like, you know, such fun seasons where it gets down to the last three.
I know.
And all three of them, you're like, you know, there's been seasons where you're like, oh my God, this is like, I have no idea. You know what I mean? Those are the really fun ones. Or you think like two as a shot, but like, then you look for the footwear stepping out of the limo because you're like, oh my God. Like so many times I watch a show, I go, oh my God. Like I thought he was going with it.
This whole season, you're like, okay, they'll get there.
Now we're down to like one episode left.
And last night was so tragic.
And I was like, what is going on?
He's going to end up alone.
Do you think he is? I really think he is.
Of course he is.
How could he choose anyone else?
I know we're skipping ahead, but yeah. I just...
Of course he shot himself in the foot.
After that last night, like, after it stopped, I turned to my sister and we were like, how can you possibly now...
He's going to end up alone. He's got to end up alone.
Say to Hannah... You know,
Hannah G,
like they're gonna watch this. He's saying to Cassie, like, you're it, you're the one. I'll give you 17 years. Let's just take it slow. Like he laid it all out last night.
It was so much more than like Rachel and Peter.
Yeah.
Every time I'm on a date with, it's been so hard because all I think about is you.
Yeah.
I mean,
he said too much.
Like hook, line, and sinker. He literally just threw it all out there. She said no.
He's obsessed with her.
And now what's going to, and also, we'll jump right back, but it was that, just that little snippet of like Women Tell All, which is my least favorite, and I probably even watch it. Of course, I'll probably watch it, but anyway.
Yeah.
Didn't he just look devastated? He looked disheveled.
Yeah, he looked devastated.
He looked. Yeah. And don't they shoot those after the season, right? The Women Tell All? And it just looked like he was just washed up. He ended up alone.
Yeah.
But he looks happy on social media, unless he's really that good of an actor.
I've done full blackout because I don't want to see anything. But I last night was just the shake. I'll never get over the shaking. The shaking.
Oh my God.
The shaking was just too much to see, to watch.
Yeah, I thought, okay, he, first of all, should you play it cool. Yeah. If she's breaking up with you, kind of lay it online. And then don't be like, it's you, it's you, it's you. I'm going to pick you. It's like, first of all, way to spoil it for all of us.
Yeah, it's too much pressure.
And then Hannah G in her right mind, the second she sees that footage, is going to fucking collapse in on herself.
Yeah, they're not. There's no way they. I
do you think there's a fantasy suite date with Hannah?
I don't know.
Be tonight. Because remember we saw her crying.
Well, it's not tonight. It's next week, right?
Yeah. So next week there's two episodes. It's like a two-parter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or so, they're like 4 hours of a finale.
Yeah.
So here's okay. So we're back. They're making out in the streets. There's church bells with a bad omen. And he's like,
the black cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, love, you can't force it. There's just something about her.
The old witch comes through.
Cassie makes me feel complete. I have every reason to think that she's the one for me and that she feels this for me. I love Cassie point blank. Sex with her, it could be just what I've been looking forward to. And then he tells her that her dad didn't give him permission and she freaked out.
I kind of felt like she didn't know, but she was like, oh shit, this is my way out.
Yeah.
Also, the dad. How did that come about?
Yeah. Okay, I mean, that's the thing. There's no way her dad could have gotten to Portugal on that same day that fast.
Yeah. Like, from Southern California.
Unless they split it up, and that was, she freaked out, they flew in the dad. And then the date was like another day later, unless they were calling
him out to see. I mean, like, I don't know what the intentions of the producers were. It could have been to sabotage it. It could have been to have him then give his blessing. And they're like, let's just bring him out so something will happen.
Right.
Yeah, because it could have gone either way. Although I do think that was when after, like, she just kept saying, oh, he didn't. Oh, I'm shocked. Oh, he didn't. Yeah. And then I thought, oh, no, like this is. This is her way out. I was like, oh my God, she's going to use this, because I didn't see last week, but my sister, and obviously you guys discussed all last week, my sister was saying like, oh, they're, like she was so not into it even last week. You could tell.
No.
Like there was, and so.
Her whole family, her sister dates this guy that was on like a Disney show with like 4 million Instagram followers.
Oh, so it's all
her
LA.
Programmed. They're all thirsty for follow. The whole family was like, they all had the same lip job, they were all ready for the camera, and then they're this super conservative Christian family that are beautiful and like ready for their close-up.
They want to be like Christian celebrities.
So
that's exactly what they want to be. Oh my God,
like even it's the like dad
the
dad doesn't put himself on camera, and he was so comfortable in front of the camera.
Because it's her third reality show.
Yeah, he's talked her out of relationships before. This seems like a Cassie classic.
Can we talk about her? Like, she was pouting as if she was like 6 years old.
Her lower lip
coming out. Oh my God.
Because she's like 23.
Is she going to be called out for the other reality shows like during the show? Or?
I hope so.
I hope
after the final rose or something.
Yeah. Because that's just
Why don't you
volumes.
Go be on your Christian show?
Whatever.
So she started wrinkling her nose, and he's like, look, it doesn't discourage me at all. You mean a lot to me. And she's like, I'm just soaking it in. And then she goes, I wish you told me. And then there were like bells. The dad shows up, and she was like, I don't get it. I trust my family so much. I'm just so confused. It's so hard. She had tears. It's so sad. It's just so hard.
Yeah.
Also, like, isn't I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, she's like, I just keep falling more and more in love with her. I hope tonight we can move past it.
And she's being like, I gotta go. And he's like, I can't wait to see you tonight. She's like, no, I'm like leaving. I can't do this.
I always think like, there's like a little bit of a red flag when the dad shows up and not the mom. I don't know. There's something about that. Like, and it's not like the gender role. Like, please, like, set that on fire. It's just something when... You know, that to me is, it's not like cool just because of her background and the Christianity and all that stuff. I'm just like, what's going on here? Yeah. You know what I mean? It felt like a seriously produced like moment for the father. It felt like they had a good connection, like father-daughter. But that's just, there was something like, I'm not saying, I wouldn't use the word creepy, but just something off.
Shaming. It was shaming. He was like.
Yeah. Controlling her or something.
Your commitment. It is to marriage is second second to your commitment to God.
Yeah, he literally said that.
I think it's her dad showing up spoke to how young she, like, that was the moment I was like, oh my God, she's so young. My dad would have like been like, I guess you can call me if you need anything. But like, my parents wouldn't even.
No.
I just feel like age is so big here. Like, she's so young.
And her I think dad she's probably been spoiled. Does she still live at home too? It kind of made it seem like that.
Possibly. She's probably homeschooled and speech pathology.
Or like in an apartment her parents pay for.
Yeah, and like very close to them.
Yeah.
When they were squealing when they saw each, like it was as if she'd been overseas for 7 years.
Yeah. So
it's like, all right, you've been gone for 2 weeks like in Calabasas in a mansion.
Yeah. It was like a little big brother-ish for the father. Yeah, it felt a little like something's not right. Yeah.
And he was like, you just seem conflicted. She's like, I just wish I could have more time. And he's like, there shouldn't be any hesitation. Lifelong love deserves like no hesitation.
I mean, that's
like,
all real. Yeah,
that's all real. And what she was saying, like, I need more time, that was all real. But again, like, if Rob was here, he'd be like, you have to know the rules. You know what I mean? And that's when you're like, you gotta know
but
the
it
rules.
It wasn't even that she was saying she wants more time. She was basically saying, I don't think I'm gonna get there.
Yeah.
And she just wanted to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And she never thought it would get this far. And now here she is in Algarve.
And her dad's bailing her out.
Yeah. Or she did think it would get this far and she didn't really ever think of the consequences and how it would make her feel and how it would affect him. And
I genuinely think she likes him, but she also doesn't want to be with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't want to hurt him, but she also is at the same time like, but this is not happening.
Yeah.
And maybe she thought most bachelors would be there more for the fame and like, this guy's actually like kind of obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like stage 5 clingering her. Maybe. She's like, no, I can't be with you. And he's just like, but the shaking was too much.
So she comes over, he lights all the candles, and I'm like, that's dangerous. Don't light candles and leave. And then he goes, Cassie is the one.
Yeah.
Forever. Our whole life has been leading to tonight. I love Cassie. I want to be with Cassie.
Which is insane that he said that even before Hannah's
sleeping
date.
With Hannah.
Like, yeah. I've never heard any of them say that before.
No, because you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, also, he's just so uncomfortable in his own skin. You know, he doesn't even know what to say, when to say it, how to react. Yeah. So he says, okay, this is how it's going to be. It has to be all in. I'm going to go blindly with her. And he puts all his eggs in one basket. Like, that's his only safe space. He's like, her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when that blows up, you know, I think that's when he's panicking. He was in absolute panic.
Right.
And I truly felt like he's just kind of mustered up all these feelings and made them realer than they are.
Yeah.
And then just was imploding.
It's also because they were siblings in a past life.
Oh, my God.
That's all those same feelings.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
So Game of Thrones.
So then she goes... So she's like, I can't. She's like, I thought you would be more upset that my dad wasn't okay with it. I thought it would bother you more. And she's like, well, my dad showed up at the hotel. And my mom and dad, they have that kind of love that never had any doubts. And I would hate to leave here seeing you not having what you came here for.
Yep.
That was that line. I was like, oh, I mean, no, you got to cut and run.
No, she just like, and she like wasn't.
I know. And she goes, I love you so much. I'm not in love and I don't know why. And then
because
he was like,
he had a couple lines because and listen, she is only 23, so I'm going to cut her a little bit of slack. But you have a couple lines. She had a couple lines, and then one at the end where you go, you would never say that. Like you can never. You just can't say that to the person.
No.
You know what I mean?
You can't say love at all.
No, and like you're trying to break up with someone. Like,
yeah, I love you too.
You have to be as clear as possible. Like, hey, I'm not into you.
All my boyfriends, you know, when I ended it, substantial, you know, long-term relationships with Barry, Frank, and Johnny, I had to let them down and be very clear.
Yeah.
Very clear. I did a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
And it ended with I heart vagina.
She said, it's not because I don't care about you so much. I just thought I would be sure by now. I hate that I don't know. It's like, honey, you know, you're just afraid to say it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she was panicking. She was breathing. She's like, I'm so confused. She went to talk to the producer. Then he dragged her back. He was like, I don't want to lose you. Come here.
Yeah, he's like, let's sit down again. You. It's like, she's trying to leave.
She got up.
Yeah, at one point, by the way, when she like started, he looked at one of the producers with a look of like, did you know? Like, it was like a death glare. Like, you fucking knew, didn't you? Like, what is happening? Like, it was intense.
he goes, I looked at you and I think you do care for me and you do love me and I am in love with you. Oh, I felt that. That's when I started to panic a little for her, when she's like, because she got sucked back in. She tried to leave. And then he goes, she goes, I'm terrified to meet your family. He goes, you haven't even met my family yet. She's like, I'm terrified to meet your family. I care for you. And he goes, I love you. I want to be with you at the end of this.
Oh, my God.
That's when we were all like, oh, no.
He goes, I feel that strongly about you. I know. It's okay that you don't know where you're at. I'm telling you, I want to be with you right now. I love you. And then she started shaking and shaking and shaking.
Cut to Hannah's getting like a Brazilian and, getting all dolled up for intimacy.
I have to say, I hated them on both sides, though, because I felt like both sides were being very manipulative.
Yeah.
And I, like him, I mean, like, dude, she's saying she's not in you. And I know she's not making that clear, but like, stop trying to fucking convince her. And like, it was like,
out.
It was manipulative, but then she was also being manipulative in the way she's like, I love you. I'm not in, it's like, just say, both of them are too young for this.
It's awful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they're not emotionally secure enough
and
to be able to.
Clearly, she needs her space to think. Maybe if you gave her the space instead of trying to force her to sit with you, maybe she'd come back and be like, you know, actually having this conversation kind of opened my eyes a little more. But he wouldn't let her do that.
No, he was just like, he spiraled and was like,
he wanted what he wanted.
Yeah.
And then she goes, he goes, so that's it? And she's like, I want you to be with someone who's insanely in love with you. He says, that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
She said, are you mad at me?
Oh. I'm like, you're 12.
He's like, no, I'm not mad at you.
He said, I love you. And she goes, I love you too. And then she left. And then he goes, I'm done. I'm fucking done with this. And he broke a glass. And then he did the fence jump.
Yeah, did Chris Harrison. Did he smack a plant?
I honestly thought he did something. So when he walked out, I think that was Foley, like when he like knocked something over. He did hit something.
It wasn't me.
You saw it. You saw like him hit something.
Did you just say Foley?
Yeah. It was Aaron Foley.
That was Aaron Foley.
Aaron Foley was
you guys, I was on set that day, and I was in charge of smacking shit around. You could tell that was genuine. Like, it was probably part embarrassment and part, like, just uncontrollable feelings.
I mean, think about it. It's like five women have left. He hasn't lost his virginity. He was planning on finally losing his virginity on TV that night. And the girl of his dreams, allegedly, was the fifth woman who left.
This is his worst nightmare.
It is his worst.
His greatest
nightmare.
Fear has come true.
It was like he did an Instagram story recently and somebody said, what is your greatest fear? And he wrote, everything that happened on this season.
Really?
Spoiler alert. So then they're like, somebody get Chris Harrison. So he came down with his robe and his mimosas. And he goes, he just jumped the fucking fence.
When
there's dog barking and they're whistling. They're
jumped
whistling
that
like
fence.
A dog.
And
they were also right before the dog started barking. I was like, oh my God, they're going after him like a dog. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the dogs start barking. And I'm like, what is, this is ridiculous. Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Well, he was using True Detective where he's like, there's dogs over there. Fourth Worth to the PAs that
I heard
way.
Dogs barking over here.
He's like, producers that way, PAs
I bet there's
way.
A swamp. Don't get stuck in the swamp.
I do like that he took charge immediately. Like, open the gate. All right.
Oh, hold on. We've got a runner. We've got a runner.
And then they're like, he's gone.
And Alpha Beta 604. We've got a runner for the first time on the show. Get
it
a net.
It was so exciting. I mean, that jump.
Dude,
that
this
first
sound
jump, I was
too.
Like, oh, he was in the NFL. Like, that is a pro athlete.
It was very American Anthem, Mitch Gaylord. Anybody see that movie in the late 80s, early 90s? Do yourself a favor.
Which one?
American Anthem with Mitch Gaylord. Do you remember him from the Olympics?
No.
Oh, it was a rom-com that involved gymnastics.
Oh.
I highly recommended it.
80s had the best movies. I just rewatched Broadcast News, and that was a
that's a great movie.
So good.
Oh, my God. All of them were so good in that. Holly Hunter, Albert Brooks, and William Hurt, all at the top of their game. So then we have the cutaway of him trying to eat dates. He said they look like sausages eating the least sexy morning after the most unfuckable fantasy suite
He's
on earth.
He's the most uncultured person I've ever seen.
What is his apricot?
He literally is a piece of. He's literally a walking piece of Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
You guys, it was so.
What is this exotic? Is this Velveeta? Oh my God.
It was hard to watch. It was hard to watch,
Arden. That's a good phrase.
It really was.
It was hard to watch.
It was just like.
It was like, I was starting to get all like, I was like texting Katie being like, is this all is this all fake? Like, did she plan this with her dad? Did she tell her dad to come after her? Like, what is going on?
I think it was fake. I do think it was fake. Yes.
I feel like she was like, Dad, I need you to come through and extract me.
Yes, sabotage this relationship for me.
Where
please.
Are you?
Got it, daughter.
I'm in Puerto Rico. I'm in Algarve. Puerto Rico.
I'm in Portugal.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was just like, I mean,
truly, you guys, I think this season it's like
it really is the most dramatic season ever.
They nailed it.
I mean, they say that, but that seriously was the most dramatic. Also, can we just really quick discuss the music that was underneath Tayshia and Colton's date? I kept saying, what is going on with this music?
It was so weird. I watch with subtitles, right?
It was making me very
nervous.
And
it literally says, light, because I can't understand them because they're always covering their eyes like this and talking through smiles. So it said, light anticipatory music.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
It was terrible.
It was stressing me out.
It was so disconcerting, and I couldn't concentrate. I literally was like, what? We've never heard that before.
What if we like cut to, and then like Tayshia's like, the pillow. I just couldn't, the pillow on his face. I couldn't stop myself. I was like, what is happening? Is she going to kill him?
Let's make a prediction. So what happens in the finale?
I mean, he can't choose anyone. How can
but
he go with
Hannah G? What about that snippet in the blue suit that he's walking back and forth saying he found someone with the ring?
So he's like,
unless Cassie comes back.
She's not coming back.
But dude, I mean, how could he choose anyone else after
she's
that?
Like don't applying for,
I can't.
She is literally someone, applying for the challenge right now.
What
does that mean?
What did she say?
No, I said she's literally applying for the challenge right now, which is that MTV show where they invite any basically reality TV star to come beyond that show to continue their like
is
reality.
That for, I mean, so are you being serious? Okay. All right. I thought you had some inside information.
No. One of our fans emailed us a screen grab early on of him. They like screen grabbed the coming attractions, and it looked like the corpse of Neil Lane's ring box was empty.
Oh so he's not going to propose.
He's not going to propose.
See,
I
he
think.
Can't propose.
Wait,
he can't
okay, but,
choose anyone.
All right, so we know his relationship with Tayshia, right? It's lukewarm at
best. Not Tayshia.
Okay.
No.
All right, so then let's predict this. We go into, Monday. You know, obviously, hops the fence, destroyed. So they've got to tell Hannah, or we're going to push this back. If we break it down like this, like, is he going to go on a date with Hannah to the fantasy suite?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I
have
don't
have no
think
idea.
So. But what are they going to then do for an hour or two?
Two days?
She was packing. She's crying. He's hugging both of them and crying.
Yeah, you see him like hugging Tayshia.
But does he regroup,
and, like,
though?
Crying.
What if he regroups? But like, what is the flip side? Like, what if he goes on a date with Hannah and he's like, you know what?
I'm just spitballing here. What if Hannah's like, they have, you know, they do want to, like, he looked like he was semi interested in Hannah.
I would never trust him. I would never trust him. If he fucking chooses a girl, at the end of the day, he's going to Cassie somehow.
I'm just saying, to save face, does he then full on put all his little Colton cookies in Hannah?
No, I think he's enough of a nice person that I think he goes and cries. Because didn't we see him blubbering?
To both of them.
I think he goes and blubbers and, but I can't. So then there'll be the audience, like, so the after the rose. I can't believe they're dragging this into 4 hours.
What do they do for four hours if he doesn't propose?
Because after the rose is going to have to be included in that. So it could be
like 1 hour, and then an hour.
And there's also going to be an hour of let's watch the journey and see how this concludes.
So it's 4 hours. Yeah. And after the rose is, let's say, an hour, right?
Well, maybe they'll do what they did last year with Ari and Becca, where they take the camera and they follow Cassie on the camera.
Oh my God. What if they end up together?
Colton flies to Huntington Beach
I think he breaks up with, he takes Tayshia and Hannah G or whatever to like the end of the rose ceremony
and pushes him off the cliff.
Basically breaks up with both of them so they don't feel like they were left hanging, and then goes to find Cassie.
I think he said he was like, I'm not gonna stop fighting for you.
I think he breaks up with both of them
and I think they do what they did last year. Remember, they followed her first to Milwaukee. They followed him. They were at that Airbnb
off Runyon Canyon.
And then they agreed just to date and to take things.
I don't know. I honestly see that happening.
But what about that preview that we saw of him? Do you guys remember that? Weeks ago, it was like he was on a cliff. Did I make that up? On a blue suit?
I think he goes there.
Unless this is all crazy editing, but how do you get to that? Oh, so you're saying he's in the blue suit, he brings them up, and then he calls it off.
Yeah.
I think he's like, I found my person, and I got to go get her and hunt him.
I think that's absolutely it, Anna.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, because that's going to be Tuesday.
Says no to both of them, and on Tuesday he goes to Newport Beach.
What do you think Cassie would say?
I think she'll say no.
Or she'll agree to, like, really slow things down and just date.
Never wanted to look up a spoiler before, but I like am like having to literally don't, hold myself
I'm,
back.
I'm just so curious as to who.
I'm not going to, but it's like the first time I'm ever like, this is too much. Like sometimes when I'm watching like a movie that's already come out, I'm like, I have to know what
it's
happens.
It's too emotional.
Distract yourself with watching Bachelor England tonight.
Arden, they were like, next Monday, I'm doing South by Southwest, like on Tuesday. And they're like, do you want to pick up a show on Monday? And I was like, not really.
I want to be in my hotel room.
Because now I'm like, what is going to happen? I'm genuinely...
When do you get back to L.A.?
No, not until the following Saturday.
Fuck!
I know. But I'm like kind of, I'm kind of dying to know now.
What the fuck is
I'm going to wait because I want to see this unfold in real time. Yeah. I really do. Because I'm going to be... That's a good call, though. That's a good call.
It's Monday and Tuesday nights.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, will you help us pick a tweet of the week? Our fans have been on fire this season. By the way, Erin, where can people find you?
Ooh, I almost forgot. This weekend, if you're in Los Angeles, I'm headlining Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, 8 and 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. Friday, I'm going to be with Jackie Cation. Saturday, I'm going to be with Carmen Morales, both phenomenal comics.
Can I just say, if you've never seen Erin... If you've never seen her do stand-up, she's one of my favorite stand-ups out there. If you love her on the podcast, you'll love her even more in her stand-up. She's so funny. She's such a great writer. She's such a great performer. And Jackie Cation is a genius. That's a night out.
Yeah, if you just go to erinkfoley.com, there's discounted tickets for 8 o'clock and free tickets for 10 o'clock. And thank you, Arden, for those nice words.
I don't know the other gal, so I'm sure she's hilarious.
She's great.
Too. I just know. For me... I have a podcast. Oh, Patreon. Come on, guys. In between, we're almost done. In between now and Roll Tide, you can listen to The Bachelorette Australia. You can listen to The Bachelor Australia. We also have Bachelor in Paradise Australia. And we might start doing England because why wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we go.
Tweet of
the week.
There were so many funny ones. I've narrowed it down to 7, and then we'll narrow it down to 2. There's a lot of first-timers. So here we go. Jenny Hunt at Genezuela. Colton was about as turned on by Tayshia's nip slip as I am by the name Al Garve.
Yeah.
Okay, number 2. Lauren Johnson. I guess with all these girls going home early, ABC had the money to fly Cassie's dad out to Portugal.
Very true.
Quality. I mean, it's true, is it not?
That's a good one. Ryan Paulson at Our Paulson Photo. Cassie, Dad, what are you doing here? Cassie's dad, I just got a call from your agent. They've renewed your crazy Christian dating show for a 3rd season. Cassie, what? Let's get the fuck out of this train wreck. Yeah. Jenny Hunt at Genezuela. This is what happens when all you want is some Instagram followers and then you're stuck with a gay virgin who is in love with you.
That's so true.
Okay. Seth Vatt at Basebone One. I want a future with you. At the end of this, I want it to be you. I love you. Jesus, the lengths a gay man will go to keep matching pajamas from going to waste.
Too real, a little too real.
This is from Mike Martin at M. Martin PhD. The only way this show could be more scripted is if someone would have spray painted hashtag Whiskey Cavalier on the fence.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. As soon as he was like running away to jump the fence, he turned back around to the camera and just said, "Danger just got." Just got
All right, here's the final one. Yeah. Ryan Paulson at R. Paulson Photo. Wait, are they going to have to go? Wait, are they going to have to go drag Cassie back and shake her like a bag of doggy treats as they drive around calling for Colton? Oh.
Yeah. I like those last
two.
Those
are so many good ones.
I like those last two. Those two are great.
The Whiskey Cavalier is
going
to be hard.
Okay, I am going to narrow it down to... I'm going to narrow it down to these two. Jenny Hunt at Genezuela. This is what happens when all you want is some Instagram followers and you're stuck with a gay virgin who's in love with you.
Uh-huh.
Or... Mike Martin at M. Martin PhD. The only way this show could be more scripted is if someone would have spray painted hashtag Whiskey Cavalier on the fence.
Yeah.
Or Ryan Paulson. Wait, are they going to have to go drag Cassie back and shake her like a bag of doggy treats as they drive around calling for Colton? All right. Doggy treats or Whiskey Cavalier spray paint?
I say Whiskey.
I'm doing Whiskey spray paint.
Katie.
Whiskey Cavalier.
Oh, my God.
And I'm Whiskey.
Oh, my God. It is unanimous. You are the winner, Mike Martin.
Yay, Mike
Martin. PhD. The only way the show could be more scripted is if somebody would have spray-painted hashtag Whiskey Cavalier on the fence.
Yeah.
God, people are really on fire for Tweet of the Week.
They were. Those are all really good.
They're so good. They're so good. Like us on iTunes. Leave little comments for us. You can listen to us on Spotify now. Email us, rosepodcast.
Yeah, we're on Spotify.
gmail.com.
They featured us in the Bachelor Nation podcast.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, Spotify. Thank you, Spotify.
Thank you, Spotify.
Yeah, thank you, Spotify. I'm going to say, here's an email from somebody named Zahira. This was from last year. Last week. I have a theory on the Kaylin Cassie thing. So I think that they had talks about being the bachelorette and partying, having fun, getting followers and winning. I mean, getting engaged. I think that they had talked and Kaylin thought she would get engaged with him. And they talked about Cassie being the next bachelorette.
Oh.
And that's why this week's episode played out the way it did. I think going into hometowns, the girls talked and agreed that Kaylin would profess her love for Colton, thinking it would secure her the spot in the top 3. And Cassie would express how she actually feels and not saying that she's falling for him and be kind of weird so that Colton would cut her. And instead, Colton cut Kaylin, which is why she got mad and told Cassie to get engaged. And Cassie was so confused as to why she was still in it because she truly didn't care about Colton. Their plan didn't work out the way they thought it would and the girls were scrambling. I think that's brilliant.
Dear Diary.
Yes, Zahira, yes.
Yeah. Nailing it.
Nailing it. Nailing it.
I didn't realize Kaylin was a bad one. I think it's because I'm still reeling over Stone and Stone and Stone and Stone as my first pick that I picked Kaylin as my first one. And I was like, oh my God, I have a shot.
Anna, Katie, tell her that, because she missed some episodes. Tell her that Kaylin got bad.
Oh, careful. Kaylin got bad. She just
seemed like really not into it. And then they kept saying how she was like.
Everyone left. I like how this is also the first season where everyone left, and then they turned around and they go, Jane, Carol, Susan, and Claire aren't here for the right reasons. Watch your back. And it was like the whole season.
We all didn't like Hannah B. and their like weird standoff, but like Hannah B. was so crazy that it was apparent that if she was trying to be manipulative that we would see it. But Kaylin was so poised in how she took care of that situation.
Yeah.
Basically made it a, you know, like she twisted the narrative to make her look better than Hannah B. And I think that's what makes her the true manipulative one, because she was so good at what she did the whole time.
Yeah,
versus Hannah B. was just full psycho since day one, like,
I just
couldn't
don't
handle
watch
herself.
Full psycho but next season.
I think you'd be surprised that she'll be fun. All the dudes will be thrown for a loop because she's so crazy. Like, we haven't had a true crazy person a bachelor or bachelorette in a long time.
We liked her in her opening package. She was kind of fun and quirky, but like, I think she. Maybe when she's getting courted, I think when she had no power, she froze. But maybe when she's actually having attention paid to her, maybe she'll be fun.
And then, like, 3 weeks in, she's like, oh, my name is not Hannah. Please refer to me as Sexy Beast.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't think we'd like Colton, and we did like Colton.
Yeah. I'm actually excited for BIP. I've decided.
Me too. It's going to be real good.
They're now become more exciting than the season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why
we do
all this.
I hope Cassie goes on BIP.
Of course
that
she will.
That would be so great.
That'll be her eighth reality show in 17 months.
And they'll bring Colton, and it'll be like flipped.
And
like
Tia will come back.
I just want Cassie hook up with Tia.
Whoa!
Oh my God. Colton would murder suicide.
Maybe he would finally get a boner.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I would.
That would be amazing.
I feel like we should have on Lance Bass and Michael and see if they still think he's gay.
Yeah.
I think they would confirm it.
Yeah. I mean, really, his reaction made me think that maybe he wasn't, though. Like, it was like such like a, like, primal reaction. Like,
I believe he loves her.
But I think he thinks he does.
Yeah.
And him saying, I want to be in love with Cassie. I think it was the one that, look, if we're all a little on the gray area, like, you know, on the Kinsey scale, like, he really liked her ass. He did make out with her. Like, he did seem drawn to her.
Yeah, you can also be like, I was like, you know, not full on, but like, I banged too. But I was like with dudes until I was like 24 or 25.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I wasn't. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
there's gray areas.
And Cassie's like, listen, she's a piece of work, but she's a hot number. You know what I mean? She was very easy to be attracted to Cassie and think you have feelings for her.
Yes. And I think when he was like, I want to be in love with her. I want.
Yeah.
I
think
you're right. Rather than the one like, I'm in love with her, it's like, he was willing it to happen. And I think he was actually enjoying her booty and stuff.
Yeah.
And then like,
he does grab her boob and he like spreads her cheeks. It's like real weird. I don't like it.
Yeah. He likes it. He likes her tush a lot.
Yeah.
A good tush.
I mean, her tush is cute.
Her tush is
super cute. She's adorable.
But then she talks and you're like, ooh, you just went from a 9 to a negative 80.
Oh, that's why you got to get a personality, guys. That's why you got to start off like Barb from Stranger Things and then discover Pilates and get your act together.
Yeah.
To go to a little therapy, clean up your act, and then, like, we're like, okay.
Okay, girl.
Okay. Well, and then you're going to be at South by Southwest. It's exciting.
Yeah, I've never done it before. We usually are moon terror buddies, you and Arden and I. But I'm just doing, two shows.
It's a blast.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
You'll have a blast. I got to do it once. I had a good time. Okay, fans, we love you. Aaron, Katie, Anna, we love you. New doggy.
Love you
What's
too.
Your doggy's name?
His name is Ace Biscuits.
That's a great name. Ace Biscuits. You need a song.
Ace Biscuits. Yeah.
Detective Ace Biscuits, attorney at law.
Is it part of Stone, 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 and Stone?
Yes.
He, one of his colleagues is Stone, 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 and Stone. Well,
and oddly enough, Roger Stone.
Yeah. Roger Stone.
They have the same hair.
Thank you so much, listeners. And we'll talk to you later. So I guess this is it for us with you this season, Aaron.
Yeah, but I'll be ready for VIP.
And in the meantime, between VIP, we have Hannah.
Wait, is Hannah before BIP?
Yes.
What? To, Bachelorette before. And then BIP.
You have to learn. Meet all the dudes.
Is Bachelorette like in 6 weeks or something?
Yeah. Usually it's like end of May,
Dancing
early June.
With the Stars. Oh, yeah, we get a breather.
I realize that.
That's why people should go on Patreon and do our Paradise in Australia one. Yeah.
Oh, so wow.
Because it's and Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, now. And then film it.
Paradise and Bachelorette are usually like... Back to back.
Oh, I thought this was like next January.
No. Remember we did Outside Lands in August and it was about to start?
Yeah. All right.
So we have to meet the guys. We have to meet the new guys.
I can't wait to meet the new guys.
We're only watching it to meet. And think about what nutballs are going to be there for her.
Oh my God. It's like, I'm Chip. I have no teeth and a tail and I'm ready for love.
And she's like, I love him.
Wrestling.
I love his honesty and his gums.
I bet she falls in love with minimum 10.
Oh my God,
the first night.
Yeah. For sure. Well, I know you've got a vet appointment, so I'm going to get you out of here.
Cats.
I love you guys.
Kids.
Bye, bachelors.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Going to get all up in you tonight. But it feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Accept this rose into your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.